Unless I know what I want from life, there is no possibility of my achieving it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you the thought for today. And it is a good day. The sun is just now peeking over the top of the mountain range here in Southern California. The night has been slipping away silently, pretending that it wasn't there. And the morning sun is just coming out and saying, I am here and I'll find you. And you know, it never has found the night yet. The morning sun has looked for the night every single morning, and the night has slipped away so quietly on cat feet that the morning sun just could not catch up with it. And when the morning sun came up, you know, you think there'd be shadows someplace. And there are shadows, but there's always light behind the shadows. Even in the caves here in the mountain, and the sunlight just seems to probe right into the cave and says, hey, this is a wonderful day. It's a wonderful place. This is where miracles are made. Unless I know what I want from life, there is no possibility of my achieving it. How can any of us know what we want from life? If any of you say you know what you want, you are kidding yourself, because you do not have the slightest idea of what you want. You have ideas of what would be pleasant to go through, like money and good health and relationships and other silly things that are temporary. But just think, if you were being yourself and having fun all your life, would you ever have to worry about anything? Would you always have enough money? Would you always have enough friends? Would you always have enough beautiful relationships? Would you always have everything that made you happy? There could be nothing in the world that wouldn't make you happy. You look up at the sun, you say, wow, the sun comes down 140 degrees like it does in the desert sometimes. And you say, wow, and I say, that's beautiful. And you say, I am the pure white light of love. I surround myself with the pure white light of love. I am at peace. I am peace. And you say, my body responds perfectly to the weather. The natives of Africa run around without clothing on, and their body responds perfectly to the heat and the cold and the various things. They just adjust. They just mentally adjust. They don't have any clothes to adjust. They don't have blankets and stuff to put on at night when they sleep. And during the day, they don't have shirts to put on to keep the sun from getting to them. Well, the modern day ones perhaps do. But the ones who've lived there for a lifetime have not. And they just mentally adjust to the heat. I mean, they'd be burned, fried to a crisp. That sun is pretty hot. And they're running barefoot on stones and on that sand. And that sand, oh my goodness, that sand is enough to fry an egg. And their feet are not fried. Oh, some of them have feet problems because they have mental problems about their feet. Some of them have heat problems because they have mental problems about the heat. Some of them have food problems because they have mental problems about their food. But most of them live with abundance. They have enough to eat. It would not be our diet, but they have enough to eat. They have enough water that maintains them. And they're slim. That's why they're so healthy. And many die young, but that's their choice. That's their decision. They have that as their heritage. And then many of them die old. They have old people in their compound, in their community, and they are in their hundreds oftentimes. And how can they survive that 100 years living in that attitude? Because they are one with nature. They are one with all of life. They are in harmony with it. Unless I know what I want from life, there is no possibility of my achieving it. Now, if I want things, I can have them. I can have them nicely or not nicely. It doesn't matter, but I can have them. But if I want to have a happy life, I'm the only one that can make it for me. If I want to have a healthy life, I'm the only one that can make it for me. Here it is, 10, 11 minutes to 8 in the morning, up here in paradise. Got Unlimited University of Healing here. 11 minutes to 8. And how many times have you said, I'm home perfect, I'm home perfect, I'm home perfect? How many times have you said when you opened your eyes and they were a little sticky and you pulled them apart and you said, I'm home perfect, your eyes aren't like that, huh? Your eyes are always,
Peace, peace.
Oh, peace, that's good. Now, please, it's my lecture. I'm saying, how many times did you say I'm whole and perfect? How many times did you say I'm whole and perfect? You have the opportunity to enunciate this in your life if this is important to you, if this is what you want to achieve, if you want to maintain it. Now, Ellen is saying peace, peace, peace is what she's been saying, and I said, that's fine and dandy, but that's not what I asked you. I asked you, how many times have you said, I am whole and perfect? How many times have you said, I'm whole and perfect? How many times have you said, I'm whole and perfect for yourself? Hey, you don't make me more whole and perfect by you saying you're more whole and perfect. Actually, you do, because then you see me that way. But why don't you say that for yourself? Why don't you say, I am the pure white light of love. I am peace. I am joy. I am harmony. I am all these things. If we had just those thoughts in our mind all day long, wow, what a life we'd be living. What a world we'd be living. People come here to the monastery and to the ranch here and to the University of Healing, and they say, wow, the vibrations are great here. Wow, this is great. I should have a great healing here. I said, no, you won't have any healing here. If you do not have the right consciousness, the healing can be standing right in front of you, and you cannot have it because you don't believe it. Well, what do you mean, believe it? Well, begin to affirm the truth about yourself. I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Or whatever. Unless I know what I want from life, there's no possibility of achieving it because I don't affirm it. But I think if we were to listen to, let's just say, Almighty Bruce, and listen to the prayers that God receives from the multitude. What are the prayers? Please God help. Please God do this. Please God do that. Please God do. And is that something we can conceive that people might ask? Yeah. We have our prayer healing list, and people write in all the time to the prayer treatment list, and they ask for prayers, and they ask for things, and we say, wonderful. But do they really want it? They don't want it. You know why? They say, I haven't got it. Did you receive it? Oh, it's in the mail. Did you receive it? Think about it. How can you be happy? How can you be healthy? How can you have any experience at all unless you have that 100% in your mind? 100% in your mind, you believe it. Now, we're talking about someone who had a relationship, and the relationship is okay, but a little bit shaky this way and that way. And they're complaining that the relationship isn't quite what they want it to be. Well, the relationship is exactly what they want. It's exactly what they want. I have a couple, and they're complaining about each other. They're complaining that the other does this, and the other does this, and they do that, and they do that. I say, hey, you guys love to live in jealousy, don't you? Because you're both jealous of the other person. You're so jealous of each other that you want to know what they've done, not only before they got married, but before then, and what they did with their previous husbands and wives, you know? I mean, what business is it of yours what has gone on before? Now is the time that you're living in. Do you love this person now? Do you like yourself now? Are you happy now? Or are you going to listen to the past? The more you listen to the past, the more you live there, and there's not a thing you can do about it. I will teach you how to do something about it if you want to, but generally speaking, there's not a thing you can do about it because it's past, and that's what your mind is. You say, oh, damn, that's what happened. Oh, that's terrible. Oh, that's bad. You know, and good for you. That's what you deserve. Everything that you think is something you cannot change, you deserve. Now, unless I know what I want from life, there's no possibility of my getting it, because I do not put the cause in motion for what I want. So let's put the cause in motion for a happy, joyous life. I really don't care if people have problems or even if I have problems. I don't care. What I do care about is I like to live in peace and joy and harmony. I like to take my mind and go off to the mountains Go off to the deserts. Go off to the North Woods. I love the North Woods. Like the log cabin. I as a child, I was always drawing log cabins and in the woods and putting me in there. And this was before my parents even had a log cabin. And I just loved it because it was solitude. It was peace. It was quiet. And I'd be out walking in the woods like an Indian. I was always thinking of myself as an Indian boy, you know, and running around barefoot and naked and just having a great time. And it was wonderful. It was wonderful. And, of course, you know what? Wherever I was, the weather was perfect. Mm-hmm. It was always warm and cozy. No cold winds, no snow, no ice. When there was ice and snow, it was warm ice and snow. I was good at that. I went up to the North Woods to visit at my parents' home. They were in the South. And I went to their one-room log cabin. And it was spring. It was April, in fact, my birthday time. And so the snow was melting, and there was still ice on the lake and so forth. And I went out naked, running out onto the lake in the ice. I could have fallen in. No one had ever noticed I was missing, you know. But and then I laid down the snow and made snow angels. I was really quite something. And then I came in the house. I had put on my potbelly stove. It was a big iron stove. I put a big bucket of water. And so it was nice and hot. And then I came in and I got in this tub that was there, and it was just, you know, too small to do anything, but I got in there and got all cozied up in the, you know, after being out in the cold. It was wonderful. It was just great because the temperature was in my mind. The temperature was in my mind. Even though I came in and warmed up, the temperature was still in my mind because I really wasn't cold. I don't remember being cold. And I remember I had my portable Royal typewriter with me with a green ribbon on it. And I was writing all sorts of stories and doing beautiful things. And I was up there for about a week or more. And I walked into town because I didn't have a car. I came up on the train, and the town was maybe 5 or 8 miles away, and off through the woods and across the rivers and stuff. And it was a great, lovely, peaceful, joyous experience. It was what I wanted. It was a memory that I wanted in my heart that said to me, whenever you feel frustrated with anything, just remember up there at Mercer, Wisconsin on Rice Lake and how wonderful it was. And then I remember other times. But the big thing is my memory is filled with the beautiful and the good. I can't imagine being jealous of anybody for having something that I wish that I had had. Because everything that I'd had, I made into a silk purse. Anyone else might look at it and say, who would want to be in this terrible environment? You know, no telephones, no electricity, no nothing. And I've been trying to do that all my life, haven't I? Every place I go, I get so far out, the telephones and electricity aren't in yet, and I have to go without it. And I get along just fine. The University of Healing was founded with electricity and telephone and so forth. But at different times during its tenure, it didn't have those things. Was I worried? The only thing that was upsetting me was I'd call people occasionally on the phone over at the Cameron Corners, and I'd have to be standing outside, and I'd be calling in the evening, and these people were at home in their bed, cozy, and I was standing out there freezing my chokas, talking to them. So I had to mentally change my atmosphere. Mentally put the wind around the back of the building instead of the front of the building where I was standing. But you can do that, you know. You can do that. The wind's very cooperative. It does whatever you think it should do. Just like people do whatever you think it should do. Now, what's your goal in life? My goal in life is just to be myself and have fun. My goal in life is to be in love with everybody, to have unconditional love for everybody, and not let anyone's problems be my problems. Have everyone's solutions be my joys and my harmony. Have everyone in my world be a princess and a prince, a fabulous being in every way. They're great, they're glorious, they're wonderful. And if I have a problem, you never know it. If I have a happy time, everybody knows it. And it's wonderful. What is your dream? What is your goal? What is your choice for yourself? Make your decision now, because when you put the cause in motion, you have it. Are you ready to receive it? Are you ready to have a happy relationship with Joe and JJ, that is, and Rick, and whoever the other people are in your life, you know, your own son, Anthony, and whomever, you know. Are you ready for that? Well, then, put the causes in motion. Are you ready for Hengli to be the most fantastic man the universe has ever produced, and always considerate of you, always thinking of your highest and your best, and saying to you, oh, here, you're not taking enough money along. Here, do this, and go and enjoy yourself, you know? Yeah, mm-hmm. And then sometimes he even wants to come along, you know, which is nice too. And you think the little white house with the picket fence around is paradise. You're in paradise right now. So put up your picket fence, you know. The world's waiting for your picket fence around here, the little white picket fence. Wouldn't that be kind of charming around this house here? Have a nice white picket fence around here. With, you know, just high enough for whatever you want it to be. And that way the dogs wouldn't go through it either. But the slots can be big enough so the cats can go through. But make your paradise where you are. Or if you really have a desire for something, really a desire for some place or something, then let it be. Let it be. And it'll be in perfect divine order. And Ellen, your name is Solomon, and don't forget it. You know what I mean. What is Solomon?
He said...
perfect wisdom, mm-hmm. At all times, and all circumstances, in all conditions, right?
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yes, very good.
Oh, yes. And you're a peaceful Solomon.
I like that, thank you.
Okay, and Gertrude, what are you? Are you another Solomon?
Yeah, I would like to be.
Yeah, well, then say you are. Then say you are. You are the wisdom of Solomon and the peace of the universe. Well, they're two sitting together. And Ingeborg, I think that your name should be a four-letter word, and not a nice four-letter word. And what four-letter word, and don't answer me, but what four-letter word do you think it should be? And don't answer me. I tell you, don't answer me. I mean, don't even think of your answer. But what four-letter word do you think it should be? It starts with an L and ends with an E. And it's in the middle of love. And that's lovely, huh? But, you see, that's what you should be. That's what you are. Just pure love. You see love in everybody and everything. You see love in every circumstance. You see love in every experience that you have or anybody else has. And you're just such a love that you're like a puppy dog that doesn't know how to stop wagging its tail. And this is good. And we should see that. We should see that. If any of us say, yeah, sure, uh-huh, well, boy, oh, boy, have we got a problem. We should bless that goodness that we want manifested in everything we do. If we ever denigrate it, if we ever put it down, deny it in any way, what we are doing is denying the very thing that we would like to see. We would like to see everybody in our world love, right? We'd like to see everybody in our world peaceful, everybody in our world wise, everybody in our world with their white picket fence around their house, or whatever delights them, you know? And everybody in the world living in harmony with all of their friends. I don't want to say friends. With all the people in their world, friends or not. Because many people don't have the privilege of becoming a friend because they haven't been thinking on the same path that you are, but they're still nice people, you know? And the perfect people fill your world continuously, don't they? Mm-hmm. No matter where they are. And they know that you are the blessing. It's kind of nice. With that, you've had 20 minutes. And I say bless you and love you. Unless I know what I want from life, there's no possibility of achieving it. And I know what I want from life, and I get it. And I love it. I have it. Thank you. I have it. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you.